Blog Talk Radio.
The most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone, finally got my dad back. Live or bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatch my dad back, guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home, welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at, a place to study math fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all, burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath, you can holler back at. Holler at my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please welcome us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Good evening, everybody. This is the True Grudge Racing Channel, and I am your host, Big Shab, representing Hoot Rough Racing right here in Chicago, Illinois. My man, Mighty Mouse, from Set on Kills, my co-host, my additional co-host, the board trustee, legend in his own right, man, my everything, Brother Shaky is on the board. He is in training, so we working it out. Brother Shaky is on the board. Let's see. Man, let me just give a shout-out to my sponsors, Brother Leroy, as always, the Clocks Off Crew, the Motor City Mafia, always, the 1-800 all day and all night, every day show. By none, off the trailer. I've been saying them names for so long, but, man, I love them dudes. You, and you. Man, we are here. The weather is looking pretty good right now. And, man, we it's almost that time. It's March, y'all. It is March. Already. If you're not ready, get ready. It's almost that time. I think we're gonna have a great season, as always. You know, one's better than others, but I believe it's always gonna come to fruition as far as what we do, and that's what True Grudge. I am True Grudge, and that's what we do. Wait a minute. Hold on, Brother Shaky, you on that mic? I know you on there. You there, brother? Hold on. Let me go back to the board.
Yeah, I'm here.
I know
him. Can you hear me, brother?
Oh, okay. What I happened? Just wanted. Okay, you, You're looking at it. You see it now. Okay. Yeah. Can you open up mouth for me? Open mouth up for me, please, because I know he on that mic. Brother. Open mouth up, please.
Okay. There you go.
Brother Mouth.
Good evening, Sam, and good evening, Brother Shaker. Thanks for the
good evening.
Hello.
Yes. What's happening?
Let's see.
Hey, just another Thursday.
Man, another great Thursday. Wait a minute, let me see.
Once again, we are getting close. It seems like it was just the end of the season.
I swear. Man, I promise you, I don't know about y'all, but once you hit a certain age, I know I done said it more than one time. It just seemed like these days just fly past, and I'm not in a hurry to do nothing besides go down the quarter mile. That's it. I'm not in a hurry to
That's
do nothing.
It.
I promise you. But yeah, it is March already. And man, it's coming. It's coming. It is definitely coming. Past weekend, I just want to say thank you to everybody that came out and had some fun with us. We was bowling and they was playing pool and eating and smack talking. It's the Winter Nationals, you know. We did everything. I appreciate y'all, man. On behalf of myself and Brother Leroy, man, we appreciate y'all. We appreciate it's our give back, you know. The grudge racers, the fans, whoever wanted to come out, man, they came out, they bowled, and they ate and had a good time, man. So I appreciate y'all, man. As always, year after year, man, y'all holding, you know, stand fast with us, man, and I appreciate it. Man, I got a shout out, Brother Lee. Man, grassroots, what do I want to say, man? Let me just say for me, always just take care of me, Lee. But man, looking out for everybody, man, I really appreciate Brother Lee, Chef Lee, for the great food. As always, at events, anything that we got going, he's been there since the beginning with me. So I really do appreciate Brother Lee. Brother Lee, you know, he goes above and beyond for me, and I really do appreciate it. Brother Bam, you know, for his new restaurant, what do I want to say? Taurus Flavors Plus out in Maryville. Y'all out there, go check him out. He provided the chicken, and he has some steak sandwiches and hoagie sandwiches. So I appreciate you, brother Bam. So go check him out. I'm waiting on Brother Lee to get a restaurant. It's coming. I know he's coming. It's coming. He just got too much going on. I'm speaking it to existence. But nonetheless, man, I appreciate you, Brother Lee, Brother Bam. Brother Leroy, I have to shout Brother Leroy out because, you know, he always in the shadow, I guess, in a sort of sense, you know. That's just what he do. He just, you know, he do what he do, and he been doing it, and I appreciate him just for stepping up always and always taking care of business. I really appreciate that. That's my man. Okay, I did. This is what I did, y'all, Brother Mouse and Brother Shaky. I gave out awards as for the last few years that I do. I tried to, well, this past year, I kind of tried to keep up with, you know, the records and the people and what they did. And it could have been at the track or on the street, for that matter. I tried to keep up with predominantly all what they did. And I gave out some awards for the people that was not there. Let me just give you an overview right quick. Let's see. For the heavyweight division, in my opinion, across the country. 2-2 was the man, without question. Brother 2-2 did get an engagement award. All these awards are engagement awards. Dee Dee and the Buick Boys. I did give Dee Dee and the Buick Boys award. Brother Double D for his travel. He just getting started in this thing. But he traveling, he playing. He just, man, ever since he stepped foot, he just, you know, he hungry. And I appreciate that. You know, we need that in the game. We just need it. And I gave him an award. Brother Raylo, the true veteran, the re-engagement award. He, you know, had been out for a minute and, you know, decided to step back and step back in and man, really, you know, honestly, you know, show you how it's done, you know, just from coming on the show and trying to engage people to it don't take a long story trying to get locked in, getting up there racing, you know, giving spots. Just thing that, you know, in my opinion, is what grudge racing is really about, what it, you know, what it stands for, what it's supposed to be. That's why I always make reference to the old school, because, you know, it was a different era. You know, nothing wrong with, you know, I know it evolves, but, man, the simplicity and the, you know, how it goes, I just, you know, I applaud Brother Raylo for how he came back. That's why he got the award. Wait a minute. Brother Three Love, man, I don't care what you say. On the street, at the track, out of town. I mean, you know, he gonna go. You could call him crazy, but man, for in my opinion, just that his style, you know, it's uncanny, man. He gonna go. I don't care what happened. So I had to reward that. Brother Cedar, in one day, I believe he raced four times in one day. I believe. I know it was three. I think it was four. I'm almost positive it was four. In one day, that's noteworthy. Just you know, that many times in one day is you know is noteworthy in my opinion. Him and his brethren counterpart, his driver Lenny, but C-Dub, you know, I shout you out, man, because I appreciate it. Let's see, Brother Skin. Do we have to say any more? He always gonna be skinned. That's all he could do is man, it's been on and on and on. I looked at that last year's lineup as far as the races were concerned, and I remember in the beginning of the year it was just now the snow was just getting up, I believe like April 1st. And or it might at the end of March, beginning of April, and you know they started to make me open up my shop on Sunday, and they called it what they say Soul Food Sunday, Soul Food Sunday, and they opened up the shop, and they were, you know, and my shop is on the legendary street, South Chicago, and actually the front door is on the starting line of where they used to race real heavy back in the day. And I just remember him. I saw his name from the beginning almost to the end of the year, all through the year racing. And whether it was on the street, you know, because, you know, everybody know his car. And he raced on the street. He went out of town to race. I mean, you know, what more do you have to say? So shout out to Brother Skin, and that's why he got one. Some of y'all may know or may not know, it's some they call it Mr. B call them the college boys. Brother Sam with that Hellcat. I mean his name is all over this. I think I know he raced 5 times in one day. I'm almost positive that was just one day, which is, man, just uncanny, period. But I know I've seen his record across this board several times, and he was my lightweight for the year, hands down. A brother named Diego, I saw his name several times, and his peers, they brought his name up, and you know, that's why he got the award. David Jr., Day-Day, the Hill Boys, I got his name. He has stepped up. He stepped up last year at Cadillac and did his job. So kudos to Day-Day. Bookie, from out from back re-engagement, I guess you want to say, too. At the end of the year, I saw his name several times, and I don't believe he lost on the street. I don't believe he did this year, or 2021. So shout out to Brother Bookie. Benji, another brother that is racing out there in what you call it, Mouse, New Mexico, Africa, these foreign countries that they go to. Brother Shaky, you know all about them foreign countries. You was racing out there. Brother Benji, I will shout out. The middleweight, Brother Yak. Man, that crew, they did their job. Brother Yak, I'm always fussing and fighting with Yak, but man, they put some work in, and I appreciate Brother Yak. They did their job. And last but not least, with this is the grudge race of the year was Brother Vaughn. Travel, multiple cars, man, so forth and so on, man. Just did his job, man, and I appreciate Brother Vaughn, man. Keep everybody, all these guys, keep up the good work. Man, keep it going strong. Man, just keep it true grudge. I just hope that, you know, we can continue on and just man, just keep going. Just keep going. That's the only reason why I have a show, a race. All these races that we do, man, they are for grudge racing. That's why I always, you know, just stay on people, man. Please, just if you don't have another day, everybody need to be there that day if you're grudge racing. Cause that's just what it's about. Lastly, you know, this year I started the Legend Award, Pioneer Legend. No particular order. It came to me just, you know, just as it did. I wanted to do a South Side and a West Side. For the West Side, I picked for this year, 2021 Legend, Brother Rabbit. Without saying, you know, he has done a lot of work. Even a few years ago, I just remember Brother Vaz came, you know, he had his car out, and all of a sudden I seen Rabbit driving the car. I said, man, look at this. That was just, that was special. So, man, without this old school, we always talk about what do you do lately? Hey, man, without that old school, man, we wouldn't even be here. It's all these people that some of these people I'm naming, you wouldn't even be thinking about grudge racing unless you went out there and you saw them back in the day. I know I wouldn't. I wouldn't even want to do it. So, man, shout out to Brother Rabbit representing the West Side. And for the South Side, Brother Tommy Knight was my legend. I think I may mention his record. He got a record out here, and I don't know if nobody, you know, has beat yet in a consecutively winning, like 20, I think it's like 26 times in a row, I believe. I don't think nobody has beat it yet, and that's noteworthy. I always talk about this one race, you know, not too long ago, I guess it's been a minute ago, with somebody else that is just crazy. I love him. He crazy, though. Richie Rich. I just never forget that race between him and Tommy Knight. He was on the motorcycle, and he told Tommy Knight, man, I'm going to roll these dice. Whatever I come up with these on these dice, that's what you got. And he rolled the dice, and I think it was like 16 odds or something crazy. And Tommy said, what? His car wasn't even there. The man said, hold on, man. I'm going to go home and get the car. I'll be right back. Went all the way home and came back, and they got the race off, man. So, and Tommy and I got away. But Richie Rich is crazy. I love him, man. He going to go no matter what also. So, Tommy Knight is my Southside legend in 2021. Man, a whole bunch of notables. Man, everybody, man, if you're not ready, man, get ready, man. Just, you know, if you're trying to play, it's always room for somebody to come on and get on up there. Y'all got anything before I go open these mics up? Brother Shaky, Brother Mouse, y'all got anything? Those are 21.
Hey, just can't wait for this season to get underway. And anybody get out there and participate.
Yeah. Brother Shaky, what you got? You there? Shaky, you there? I think it must be on.
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Oh, now I can. Now, there you go. Yeah,
okay,
come on.
Well, I'm getting used to the board. I wanted to say, man, thank God for all those people that's racing, man. Hey, because, wow, man, that's a tall feat to be able to get out there and make it down the quarter. So,
yeah, this is true.
For all the people.
This is true. Okay, that's good. Wait a minute. Okay, let me go on and open these boards up. Wait a minute, let me see. Bro Raylo, come on with it.
Hey, Cham, what up?
What's going on?
Oh, man, nothing too much, man.
Hello.
What's going on, fellas? Mouse, Shaky.
What up, Mr. Raylo?
Oh, how man, I'm glad to hear you. I feel pretty good, man. Thank you. Yeah. I'm glad to hear your voice on there, even though the Sham show be hot either way it go. But when I heard you come back on there again, you got an old school veteran on there.
Hey, I'm trying to get the hang of this thing.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a nice helmet you got, Raylo. Ooh-wee. That's nice.
That's my birthday gift.
Wow, yeah.
That's right. Happy belated birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on, Brother Raylo. Before y'all get started, let me just shout these brothers out, man. I just thought about it. Let me shout them out. Brother Michi, his mother passed. Man, y'all pray for Brother Michi, man, on the west side. Brother Michi, man. His mom passed. You know, he in good spirits. I talked to him, but... You know, y'all pray for Brother Michi, man. And one of our other brothers, Brother Gerald from the Trans Am Boys, his mother passed. So,
wow.
Y'all pray for your brothers, man. You know, they they're going through it right now, but it's going to be all right, man. We're going to hold them up. We're going to hold them up. It's going to be all right.
Prayer.
So, y'all pray for them, man. Y'all pray for them. What you got, Raylo? I got some people in queue. I'm gonna open these mics up. What you come on with it? What you want to tell me? I know you want to tell us something.
Yeah, you know, some just like I said, I wanted to call them. Let's like a slash part two, not much, but just hit the end of that Black history, you know, for a few minutes. We don't want to lean on it too long, but mention a few old school people, guys that was around, you know, before any of us even started this stuff, you know, before we even got our feet wet doing something.
Uh-huh.
You know, just mention them guys on where it all started at, pretty much as far as we can go back. And guys like Shaky, you know, even though it's before Shaky, but I was glad to hear him on here because he's one of them pioneers, man. I'm younger than him when I started coming around it. When I came around on the streets, Shaky was already, you know, he was already out there kicking it. So I really look up to him for showing, like Tommy Knight. Yeah, I was younger than them, but, you know, watching them and stuff, you know, and me and my brother was coming along. But them dudes, man, really just, they really get a piece of my heart, man, from being back in them days, man, in the ground. Every night. It was like Wednesday night, Thursday night, any night. So what, you had to go to work the next day? They was out there freezing on 59th Street to the summertime. It didn't make us no difference. All season. And I kind of invited about two guys that can go way back, you know, and just questions about the very beginning of a lot of this stuff as far as we can go back, you know. Maybe they might hit the mic. They might hit the one button. They may not. But if they come on, I like to ask them a couple questions, you know.
Okay.
Just a couple questions. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, they last folk, because it is a few people. I don't see them right now, but. We could surely open them up just to give them a little something.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me open up.
It ain't easy to get them old timers on here. It ain't easy. Sometimes a couple like Junior, we really enjoy Junior on Big Eddie Show. You know, we enjoy him. But yeah, uh-huh. Like somebody name him.
Yeah. Great show. I did. I heard Junior Griffith. I did.
Yeah, man. Strong brother. Down to the bone, drag racing, man. Won't let it go.
I don't think even if you leave, it just don't go nowhere. It don't leave you. It's just, if it's in you, it's just in you. You know, although you know you get old, you know, whatever your circumstance is, but you know, in my opinion, if it's in you, it's just, man, it's just in you.
You know what? Sham, let me run this across you right quick. I have seen a couple old school dudes, they drop it like they dropping a alcoholic drink, like they just done. They don't even want to come around it no more, but it's rare that you see those cases. But I have seen it happen, you know. They don't want to hear it, man. And they was just like, man, they was down in the mud with this stuff, man.
Yeah.
And just
done.
But
yeah, I mean, I have heard like somebody, you know, got somebody that used to do it, and they don't want to do it anymore. Well, I ain't gonna say they don't want to do it anymore, but they not as frequent with it because they can't do it like they used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that. But you know, it don't go away. It never goes away. I just don't think it ever goes away. If you love it, you just love it, you know.
Hey, check this last four right quick. 7968. You see that on there? 7737968. Get a couple questions right quick. You can be on there.
Tell them to press the one button. I don't see them. 7968. Press the one button. 7968. Let's see. Let me scroll down. 7968. 7969. No, 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 no.
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't see it. I don't see it.
It ain't easy to get them old timers on here. It ain't easy.
I really don't see it.
But I just wanted to, you know, elaborate on that right around for Black History Month. But, you know, even though it's over, but just a little last bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little last bit of it. That's all. We got a strong history here in Chicago. We got a strong history, man. Woo. Way strong.
Yeah.
All these new dudes coming up.
I got a list wrote down. I could jot through some of this list. Hold on, let me get the list. I'm gonna open up these mics in a second. I got people in queue, but I'm gonna hold on right now. Mm-hmm. Surely got one. Let Hello, Jakey, where y'all at? Y'all ain't supposed to be quiet. Y'all got the mics open.
Let's see. Hold on. I thought you was looking for the list.
I do. I got the list. Hold on. Let me name some of these names. I hate to start naming names because there's so many. But just to give y'all some old school, even mm-hmm. some present. Let's go. Let me see. Wait a minute. Okay. Willie Wade. Jesse Lee. Knucklehead. Junior Griffin. Rabbit. CW. Close Poppy. Mm-hmm. Dick Jerry. Roger, James Smith, D, Gangster, Old Man Joe, Country, Big Marty, Cooper Hall, Dwight, Square, T, Big June, Mountain Dew, Manuel, Bobby and Russ, Raylo, Big Rod, Fat Kevin, Lil Jack, Nate Hill, Sweet Pea, Lil Larry, Tommy Knight, George Flagg, Bunkin' Al, Baby Jones, Ray Boy, Animal Man, Clarence Montgomery, Kid Irvin, Shaky, Tommy Lynch, Shawty.
Wow.
Man. Y'all want me to keep going?
Yeah.
I got
you
nothing
made it up.
Yeah. Keep going.
Hold on, I got some more. Wait a minute. Let me hold on. Let's see. What is this? Okay, that's the same thing over. Okay, Rick, Reese, Fluffy, Drew, Big Lewis, Fats, Shaft, Vernon Jr., Mr. Penny,
wow.
Coleman Boys. Slim, Boothmaster, Herb, Eric, Ed, Irby, Ray with the Turbo, Ed Crump, Tyrone G, Turn Me Loose, Zeddy, Left,
wow.
Tibbs, 50, Donnell, Cali, Ron Ron, Big Steve, Bobby, Crab, Beaver, Russell, Clint
wow.
Smith, Sam Goodson, Gooseneck Greg, Bobby McGee, Wattbug, Allen, Duck, Cliff, Twan, Freddie, Do Dirty, Chris Hicks, Keith Winfield, Willie Hill, Skip, Willie Poole, Quick Carl, Toon, Henry, Sid, James Peterson, Breezin, Howard, Zorro, Sonny Shaq, Punk, Big Richard, Big Fonzo, Clyde.
Man.
Man, I got some now. I got a few names.
Don't forget Lil Mike. Man, this ain't nothing bad. Chicago, that's Chicago for you.
That's just a few.
Okay, come on now. Don't stop now. You got to keep on.
Now, I ain't got them all. That's what y'all here for. I'm stirring the pot.
Ronald Lake.
Stirring the pot.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget Kato. You know? Did you say Kato? Did you say fish?
Let me see.
Come on, man.
Now, I'm just giving you an overview.
He said George Flagg.
He said so. Okay.
Yeah, George Flagg.
Ken was with him.
I said Shorty.
Corp.
Yeah.
You
said Corp? Let me see. I got it like double back.
Hey,
it's
Brown
just,
Sugar.
It's
Brown
way
Sugar.
Too many.
Ooh, yeah.
Kevin, his name is Kevin Brown Sugar.
Oh yeah,
bad dude. With
man,
lyrics.
Hey, you didn't say what's up, boy that be with DD them? The pimp, country pimp.
Yeah, you
didn't Dance. Say my man.
Dance.
Yeah.
Oh, what about Bernard? Yeah. What about? Oh my God, come on, man! I forgot all my Pontiac buddy. Lord
man,
have mercy.
Nah. It's way too many now. I mean, it's way too many.
Ain't never too many. We got to call them all because it feel good when you say their name, bro. We got to say all the names. If somebody left out, somebody else need to say something when they get on the phone. Cause
oh,
you
man.
Know what? They all
man.
Special,
hey,
bro.
Wait a minute. I got hold on. I found another one. Now, this more up to date. This let me see. I think this is. Yeah, this is kind of more up to date.
You
right
gotta
here.
Hit that up to date. You gotta hit that up.
Wait a minute, let's do this. Bruce Leroy, the Buick Boy,
ooh,
Terrio, Greasy Walt,
ooh,
Mo, Bud,
ooh,
Three Love, Off the Chain Racing, Daryl Reed, Antoine, Captain Crip,
ooh,
Brother Scrap, Kelly,
ooh,
Puerto Rican Junior.
Oh, heck yeah.
Corey
hey,
Lee.
Don't forget
Boosie. Mike Perry. Dino Don. Austin Nelson. Lee Jr. Gucci. Larry.
Man.
Ice Cube. The Trans Am
wow.
Boys. The East Side Stranglers. The
what about
boys.
Bob?
Bob,
Ray,
I'm not
Bob?
See. There you go. Let me see. Okay, y'all ain't gonna help me.
You can't help you, man. It's too many. too many.
Did I say Fonzo?
I did. Yeah,
Jimmy?
I mean, man. It's a whole man. Oh, now y'all want
did
me to stop? Now I'm a, hold on. I'm gonna open up these mics. It's a whole bunch of people in queue. Wait a minute.
Did you mention Jumping Jimmy?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he said Do Dirty.
Do Dirty.
Do Dirty. Okay. Yeah. Brother Lee, your mic is open. Who on your mic? Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Lee, you there?
Oh, happy day.
Talk to me, Brother Lee. Come on with it.
No, they on here. They on here now.
Oh, man. Okay. Let me just keep going. Oh, my goodness. Y'all name some names.
Hey, Sam, you got guys like Elton, Donnell, Adolph.
You know I can recommend you that. Adolph, yeah.
And Joe. Dr. Joe. A lot of the old times. Walla Miller Charlie.
Ooh.
Hold on, let me see. Preacher Boy, your mic is open. Let me see. I don't know who these people are. Let me. Let's see. Hello?
Man, fuck Preacher Boy shit. His daddy them was some bad motherfuckers. His daddy, that's why Preacher Boy raised now. Shit, I respect Preacher Boy. And his daddy them was bad dudes.
SWAT.
Real shit.
Real dude named SWAT.
All them guys, man, them guys good dudes, man. Them guys race.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want to give a slight announcement right quick. Dreg, I'm sure he probably listened, but he listening. But I knew at the bowling party, I knew something was wrong. Dreg wasn't feeling well. He hadn't been feeling well. So put a shout out and a prayer out for Dreg to feel better, man. He hadn't been feeling well.
Okay.
I knew at the party he wasn't feeling well. I could tell something was wrong. He was just too quiet. He normally be more jokey, but I messaged with him this morning a little bit, but feeling a whole lot better. Feeling a whole lot better now.
Oh, good, man. Send prayers for Brother Drag, man. That's one of our own, man. Get yourself checked out. I just say, I had my cousin just. Young dude, ain't even, he 49 years old and just been walking around for at least a couple of years where his blood pressure was been messed up, and now it then, damaged his heart, Man, go get checked out at least once a year, y'all. I promise you. You need to get checked out at least. Go get a physical, a blood work, and not just, get some blood work. Blood work gonna tell you everything. We need to do that because, man, you can't be playing around, man. You just don't, if anything is wrong, you want to try to catch it early. We need to go to the doctor, man. We need to go to the doctor. That's free. I ain't gonna charge y'all for that. Just go.
Especially soul brothers need to check them prostate too, man.
You need to check. You need to go at least once a year. We don't talk about everything. Some stuff you need to just say, just to resonate with somebody, man. Because I'm looking at him and I'm like, man, you crazy, man. You've been feeling like this all this time, and sometimes we feel a certain way and it becomes our new normal. We ignore it so much that it just becomes the new normal, and that's just. That's just crazy, man. We shouldn't do that, man. So if you feel something, man, go, don't just go. Go get yourself checked out, man, at least once a year, man, because it's necessary. It is necessary. That's a free public announcement for all the brothers on the line, man. Just, check yourself out, man. Once again, man, I hope Brother Drag feels, he feels better, man, because, it's crazy, man. But yeah, Brother Ray, appreciate that.
I'm gonna tell you real quick. My brother wasn't at the party, but he seen your video, right, Chan? Your awards video, my brother Bob. He was like, man, Drag look quiet. He not saying nothing. Why Drag just sitting? He looked like he something wrong. That's what he said. Sure enough. Drag wasn't feeling well, and I kind of felt it at the party too. I can tell he was quiet, but thank God, man, that he got to the doctor and got himself straightened out. Got himself checked out.
Right.
So
Yeah. Right, right.
Good job.
Good deal, man.
I got a quick list, right quick. Just add a few more names real quick because it never ended.
Okay, come on. Come on.
Harry Dog. Rabbit. Not the – may Rabbit rest in peace. One of the very first entrepreneurs, one of the first to do some street racing and illegal stuff on the street. Rabbit. Frog.
Mm-hmm.
A brother named Jesse. Sam Scott, Clyde Hopper, these are entrepreneurs. These guys was originated from the Flying Mile. They the ones started calling the Flying Mile. Charleston Blue from the West Side. James from the West Side. Jerome with Willie Wade. I don't know if you said him. A guy by the name of Buck Reed that I never met. They say he was one of the first. The Everett Twin from out south. The Everett Twin. These dudes was racing back in the 60s. The other Clint Smith, which I hope he's on the line because I wanted to ask him a few questions. Him and his dad, like early 60s, and Clint Smith stood around, and his dad, those guys were some of the guys that as far as I could go back, before my dad didn't even really recognize them. Yeah. I'm quite sure some more guys got some more names, man, to holler out to these names to be heard. The ones to think of.
Did y'all say Star Child?
Yeah, he did. They did say, Lil Jack. They said Lil Jack. Cham said Lil Jack. He was on that list.
Y'all didn't say Jerry.
Did you say, Shaky, man, let me open up these mics. Hold on. Let me get these mics open.
Online? I know. Come on now. Y'all gotta recognize
everybody.
Tell you.
Can't recognize everybody. We can do the best we can.
Man.
Okay.
It's Brother Lee came on and named some names. I mean, just,
yeah,
man,
Lee
if you
hit,
know some names, just name them.
Yeah.
It's
Brother
a good deal.
Brother Lee went deep.
708. 2978. Who was that?
What about James with the disco lady, the white boot?
Oh yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Who is this? 2978. Who is this?
What's up, Sam? This is Eric.
What's up, Eric?
What's up, E?
I must just got down here to Memphis.
Okay.
Yeah. It's my wife's father's funeral.
Oh man,
what's going on? I'm just listening.
Sorry to hear that, man. We're praying for it, man. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she lost her mother right behind my mom about a year ago.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Sorry to hear
okay.
Prayers for your family.
Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Who's that man? I know y'all got to be crazy. Y'all can't mute your mic if you're not talking. I hear a dog in the background. I mean, come on. I don't want to mute the mic. Lee, who all? I know you got multiple people on your line. I don't know who it is. Let me see. Okay, let me keep going. Let me open these up. 773-7469. Who was that? That's Money.
What up? This Money. Yeah. A-Sham?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The guys that I remember from South, man, you didn't name them. Cooter Man, 30, used to race the bikes in the Nationals. And his partner, I don't know his real name, but they called him Bleeping Company. He had the big Chevelle.
Big John.
Okay. Yeah. And they raced the what you call it. Go ahead, E.
Hey, did you mention Tyrone and Jake Roberts and Jimmy Hayes?
And Jameson. You forgot about Jameson.
Okay. Come on with it. Y'all got something else?
Them the ones that I remember from outside.
Yeah, we just naming them, man. You know, we just name them. Just name whoever. Wait a minute, let me see.
His little nephew used to do some racing, too. Corey Dean.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
I'm looking at
he moved up to Wisconsin a while ago, though.
Okay. Let me see. Stokes. That's Stokes right there. Stokes, you there?
Yeah. Come on now.
Okay. Okay.
I'm listening.
Who is
I'm listening.
Sam.
Yes, sir, Shaky.
Did you say Zay?
No, I didn't say, I was going through a whole list.
You can't leave out.
We know Zay. I mean, he in the mix right now. I'm just going
through. You can't leave out what you call it, boy. You can't leave out Shaky, boy. He's a big rock with that motherfucking Z and that national.
Rock.
Yeah, you have to hang out with Shaky.
I know. There's just so many, man. So many. Man.
Yeah, this is true.
Chicago's strong, man. Chicago's strong. That's all it is. Strong when it comes to the race.
Hey, Sam.
Big Mark, your mic is open. Come on with it.
Hey, Sham, what's happening, man?
What's up?
How you
Big Mark
doing?
Got a list. Big
I know
Mark
he
got
do.
A list. Come on with the list, Big Mark.
You don't need to get that old school.
I got a few people. Thompson Jr., who's your standard? You got Joe Harrell. You got Skip.
He said Skip.
You got Eddie and Sam Griffin Brothers. Jerry Galloway, Simmons Towing. Romare Smith, the original Slim.
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody see? I know somebody said Watt Bub is dead. I know they mentioned him.
Yeah. He's dead.
Oh. You had Fats. You had Frenchie. You had Iski. You had East. You had Lightning. You had Sam Scott.
I said Sam Scott.
Yeah, that's just a few of the names, man. That's just a few of the guys.
That's what it takes to try to cover everybody and let a couple different people name some people because it's hard to cover everybody. There's so many. Mark, remember when you talk about that? It's just so many, man.
Right.
Did
anybody mention
Ty Howard?
I know.
Yeah. I think I called. I'm almost positive he was on that list. Yeah.
Ronnie Johnson.
I just asked Howard at the bowling alley. Man, when is you coming back? I see these guys and I just put it in their ear. I just try to pinch them a couple of times. Man, what you doing? and he said he's coming back. You know.
Anybody mention Joe Wood?
Yes,
sir. If they didn't, you did just then, Brother Mark.
What about the original Star Child team? Star Child, Vic, Tony,
Jack.
And Hungry Jack?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, goddamn it.
Okay, here you go. I knew he was going to come sooner later. Come on with
me, Dre. Hey, you got to make the Cadillac yellow, Maurice.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Sham.
Yeah.
My cousin Rudy.
Hey, please note it. Black Steve will be out 2022, goddamn.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he in the foundation. Ain't no question.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Black Steve.
Uh-huh. Y'all say Pookie?
Yeah, Pookie too. Come on with it, Drag. I know you got some.
Chicken Joe.
What y'all talking about?
We just named his name. These old school, you know, up to date names just that been put in, you know, that made it what it is. Scooter Bull.
Now you got
Motor
people.
Bill.
You got people like old man Joe. Man, you got there's so many people you can name. I can name the people for the next hour, really. I think about them. Yeah, they just everywhere, man.
The list's been going on and on.
You got Son. I mean, all those guys was racing, bro. JC them. Elton, Donnell, and you know, well, we ain't got Jerry still around doing it, so we ain't got to talk Jerry like one of us. You know what I'm saying? He's old school dude, been doing it for a long time and was successful with it. I can go on and on and on, man. On and on and on. T.O., Curly Bill. It's just endless names. You got guys all outside. I just heard y'all mention Lil Jack. You know, that was one of my buddies. We used to race together. Junior's still active, you know. So I thought y'all was really talking about guys that used to be around and ain't around no more. Not racing no more. I ain't going to say they're not around, but they ain't racing no more. Yeah, they all
go. Clyde Brown, father. Clyde Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, we us hardcore guys.
I said
been around long
truth
time
already, Sensei. I'm getting text now. Let me see. Hold on.
Yeah, you had Otis. You know, you had HL. Yeah, man, I can name some names, bro.
It ain't gonna be
ending. What was his name? He used to keep me working with him all the time. He had a GS, Girl Scout. He raised Buicks. He had a GS. They called him Girl Scout.
Key, Lord.
Yeah.
What about
Monkey
Keith,
Man?
Lord? All them. Baby Jones.
All them. Monkey Man.
Yeah,
Monkey Man.
Yeah.
Somebody that ain't doing it no more.
Ooh,
but still around. Yeah, Jones, you can't. Well, Jones is still, you know, he out here. He just ain't been racing. Jones still around, though, you know.
He didn't call his name.
Kanye?
Yes.
Reynolds Ride?
Yeah. Don J still
yeah,
active.
Reynolds Ride.
You know?
Yeah, Reynolds. That's my
oh,
man.
His whole crew.
Now later.
Yep, now later still around. He just ain't active. You got Clarence Montgomery, you know, and you still got our Punk. Action Time them. And his sons, Chris and Tracy.
Yeah.
These dudes paid away, man. They've been around.
You got Bad Kenny.
Huh?
Yeah.
You got Bad Kenny.
Hey,
you remember Big Welfare had that 442.70 future race?
What about Kenny that used to have the Mustang that raced the mile?
Kenny Bell.
Yeah.
I mean, man. So what you said, Brother Ray Lowe, it's way too many. It's counting.
Yes, it's done.
We can't even have this discussion without mentioning Sid Downing.
Oh, yeah, Sid. Oh, Sid.
Sid off of 95th and Green?
Yeah,
that was my man right there, boy.
They called Sham called Beaver's name. He was on that list.
Beef.
CJ out of Indiana. Yeah, I say Chuck. They used to do a little laugh. That just came home.
Man,
yeah.
What about man? Y'all, let's go. Mike Buick, Mike. That be with Donye.
Mike.
Mike
been around for
Mike.
Mike's been around just as long as
White Boy Wayne and Bruce from White's Pit Stop.
Yeah, they call them the Nitro Junkies.
The Nitro Junkies.
Chicken Tommy.
Yeah.
Wild Honey.
Bud. What about Bud Tommy?
Yeah, I said Bud. Yeah, I called them names.
You said Tommy?
Nah, I ain't him for Tommy.
No, he ain't said no comment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, that's rich. It's not. From whatever year that y'all go back to right now, that's just a few. I mean, we ain't even scratched the surface. I mean, we ain't talking about the ones that's still in play. I mean, in a sort of sense right now. Man, it's so many. It's just that set this foundation, man. It's incredible.
Hey, Sam. Mm-hmm. You got
yes,
to open some of these mics. People have been waiting a long time.
Okay, let me go back.
Well, go ahead and open them up.
Hey, I'm
going
to get off here. I just wanted to holler at y'all, man.
All right, Drake.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay.
I feel better, man. I'm glad
man,
I feel better.
Then right now I feel better than I have in the last 10 years, man. I just never know what it was.
Man.
You know, I thought I was
man.
Okay, but boy, I feel so much better, bro.
Hey,
Drake.
Yo.
Hey, Jack. You told your wife thank you for listening to her.
tell my wife thank you for listening to you. Yeah,
yeah.
Don't be from her. I'd probably be still sitting around this mug, about ready to die, because I was getting worse, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. I'll be back at y'all. Just peeping in for a minute.
Who is this? 1465. Your mic is open.
Hey. The who?
1465.
Hey, Big Sham. This is Mike, man. It's a couple guys I want to mention, man. They passed, man, but they were some good guys, man. One of them was like my pops, man.
Okay.
And his name is Tyrone Little, Droop Doggy Dog.
All right.
And I would like to say Big Marty.
Yeah.
Darren's still around, but he just ain't drag racing no more. His name Big Darren.
He'll come around. Yeah, he'll come to the race.
He'll come around.
Yeah.
A couple more of the guys.
What Darren?
Like
you talking about with the four Darren?
No, he had a beard back in the day. Man.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still around. He just ain't doing no drag racing no more.
Okay.
But yeah, I have to say, man, Droop Doggy Dog was like my daddy, man. He raised me in this shit. Man. Excuse my lane. He raised me in this stuff, man.
Man. That's
man.
In his ass,
man. Hey, Shaky.
Yeah.
Shaky, who is that on that mic, Shaky? Who is that?
This Mike.
All
right.
Appreciate it, man.
Okay. Yes, sir. Mike.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, anybody mention little Jimmy? Jimmy Hayes?
No.
I mentioned him. I mentioned him, Jay Roberts, and Tyrone Buckwild.
Yeah.
And Corey Dean, his nephew.
Well, this is NFL. Wow, sir. Tim, where you at?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. Y'all name some names now.
Hey, Jake, you got Cap.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsay.
Yeah, Cap.
Cougar.
Wow.
Cougar.
Oh.
Yeah.
South Pass Crap.
Yeah.
My God.
Hey, Shaky.
Yes, sir.
They didn't mention Squeaky. You remember Squeaky, light-skinned Squeaky with the boot? I don't know his real
Gerald.
Name.
Yeah. Gerald Davis.
Hello
there, sir. Oh, Gerald.
Did they mention
voting
Shorty B?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, Vaughn's Uncle Nick.
Nick, Uncle Nick.
Jackballin'. Real Jackballin'.
Man, we coming a little closer. Bumpski, Richie Rich,
yeah.
Man, I mean, while you playing, Man, you said Tidy Bowl. Jimmy with the LS. Jimmy LS. And, Cat Eye Air.
I can't get anybody to say Quick Carl.
Yay.
No, yeah, man, say Quick Carl. I thought about it. Yeah,
I did.
Quick
yes,
car.
I did. I know I did. You I remember quick I car? Did say it.
Okay. What about Teddy with the Cadillac?
Yeah,
you got
Teddy.
Lawrence with the Cadillac.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freaky
yeah.
Teddy.
You got Lawrence
yeah.
with the Cadillac.
Yeah.
Ooh. James
Peterson. What about what's his name, man? Oh, Big Pond's out there in the hobby, man. Big Pond,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
You mentioned him.
Yeah,
you mentioned
I said Pond.
Yeah. Big Pond, though.
Hey, well, don't forget Black Pond, too.
Who?
Who?
Black Pond with the No 66 North.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, the real. Oh,
Zorro.
Yeah, don't forget Teddy, then.
Zorro.
Teddy?
Yeah, Zorro.
Hey, what about he had the gas station, Tommy Lynch.
You see, got
yeah.
him. They
Tommy
did.
Lynch.
They
yeah, yeah.
I
forget the other two guys. They called him Father and Son. They had a shop right over there on
yeah.
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Father and Son.
Animal Man.
Yeah, Father and Son, and you had, I forget the other guy. He had a Mustang. We used to call his ass Tiger Woods. He had a black Mustang with a white stripe up the side. Him and Greg used to hang together.
Oh, you talking about Carlos?
Yeah,
Carlos.
Carlos.
Man, you don't know Carlos.
Big Hammer.
Wow.
Big Hammer.
Hey, what about the brothers that was off of 81st in Hawthorne? They had the Mustang. Pee-wee.
Ooh.
They
yeah.
named it Pee-wee.
Yeah.
Pee-wee.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? He had the red Mustang. Man, it's a lot of people, y'all. We got to see
hey,
them all.
You had Shaky. With the black boots and the 68 Camaro.
Yeah.
Shaky, you
yeah.
talking Pee Wee back in my days? 69th Street?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that Pee Wee. He got killed or something. He got killed.
Yeah.
Pee Wee.
Hey, don't forget
yeah.
Snappy Tom.
Yeah.
Hey, Drag.
Hey,
Drag gone.
No, Drag gone.
See some brothers on East 79th Street at a gas station. They had a black 69 Dart called Flash. Remember them guys?
That was Lil Jack with Flash.
Yeah. They were running the car. Oh,
yeah,
they might be older.
Hey, Sham.
Yes, sir.
Sham, you mentioned Watch
what
Mojo.
What we gonna do about all these people that been holding on for 50 minutes and stuff?
Yeah.
I opened
open
them up.
Man.
I did open them up. There's
a lot of people ain't open.
Wait a minute. Well, no, the people that if they didn't press the one button, then you don't open them, Shaky.
Oh, okay.
They
I'm gotta
sorry. Press. They gonna press the one button if they want to say something.
Oh, okay.
Totally.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's a whole bunch of people in the queue. That,
hey,
the ones that want to say
hello
right now.
Hey, Raylo.
Yeah.
Hey, hey,
Danny.
Didn't Freddie G used to race, too, the one who had the gas stations off 75th and
yeah, yeah. I drove for Freddie G. Yeah, I drove for him. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, what about Fred?
Wow.
What about
Freddie? He used to have a Camaro sitting in the gas station.
What?
Right, that's Nate ended up with that Camaro. That was Lil Nate, that red Camaro in the book. That's the same Camaro.
Ooh, yep. I remember you said
that black Camaro he sit at the station. Yeah, that's the same.
Yeah.
That's that Lil Nate car on the front cover of that book. That's the same car.
Oh,
DeAndre,
Raylo and Big Mark. I mean, I could just for me, in the barbershop, this was my thing. They all used to come in the barbershop. This is early 90s, Allen and Fat Kevin and Donnell. Oh man, this just off the top of my head. Noble, Ryan, Ruff, it was man, them dudes, man, I promise, they made me want to race. They used to come up to the shop, man, and just, man, he used to be crazy, man. I promise. It just seemed like every day something was going to happen.
Hey, what about the lady named Buddha? You remember that lady named Buddha?
Did anybody mention Cap and Lindsay?
Yeah, I just mentioned them. I just mentioned Cap and Lindsay.
Did you hear what Captain I said about that lady?
What lady?
Her name was
Boulder.
She had that white GTA.
She was with us, Shaky. He mentioned the Trans Am, boy. She was with us at one point.
Oh, okay.
Mona raced with us.
Okay.
Well, she had to be the only lady out there. I don't know no ladies, no African-American ladies that raced with us on the street.
I think she was a white lady.
Did you mention Kawasaki Steve Adams?
Nope. I didn't hear him mention his name. I was just watching some videos. I think Eric put a video. I seen him on one of Eric's videos today.
Oh, I saw some pictures. Yeah, y'all know y'all put some pictures up there. Eric and you, Quick Carl and Shine. I seen some good old pictures. Yeah,
Eric got some old instant pictures though. When you take the picture, come out the bottom. His pictures are so old.
Yeah,
I got some old pictures with Eric. Hit you with some
old Polaroids.
'80s stuff.
Yeah, just a rich history. Rich history, man. It's something else, man.
Let me ask you this one, Sham. Do you think it's any other city that can rape with us? I mean, I ain't throwing no other major cities under the bus, but they got to come on with it to deal with our history of drag racing as African American. They got to come on with it. I don't need no city can
really say,
I really don't.
Raylo, I'm sure, because I've been to several states where they racing, but as far as I'm sure they do. I mean, because I know some, New York. Texas, they doing. I mean, Memphis. I'm all over. You know what I mean? Just street racing wise. You know, y'all said. You know, it's gonna be hard though. I would say it's.
There's only a couple of them, Sham, making rape with our rich history. It's only a couple of them. It's only a couple. Some cities don't even. It's unheard of when you get to talking about black street races. Some major cities, it's so weak. It just, like, I'm telling you, I ain't going to throw Detroit Plum under the bus. It's a big city, but it's not a big city. But they just can't get near the history that we have in Chicago. Not near. You can't even name nobody when you start talking about black drag racers from Detroit, even though we didn't live there. But it don't ring a bell.
That's kind of hard, Raylo, because I know they're gonna beg to differ. I mean,
yeah,
all these
they got some people. Prove it to us. It's got to be some kind of history. If somebody got something, prove it to us.
Yeah,
prove
it.
Cameras was there too. People had cameras there too. Detroit.
Hey, but let me ask you this, Ray. Let me ask you this.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We gotta listen to them people talk about how they grew up and the people that was around them. Like, they probably don't know nobody that was over here. Because we don't know them.
I understand that. But that's why I say Facebook, not saying they should go do it, but it's open. It's social media. It's open.
Yeah.
like I can say, I'm gonna tell you one more other thing, just a prime example. US 30 is the most popular drag strip that ever opened the gate to a drag race. And now anybody can beg the difference in that, and I prove it. That's a good hint right there. I asked that question out of town around a bunch of out-of-staters. When I told them why, five brothers from some other cities said, yeah, you got a point there. I said, if you go on Facebook right now, this was 5 years ago. I said, if you go on Facebook right now, they talking about US 30, and US 30 is in Chicago, really. It's Chicago-based.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you go on there right now, somebody just mentioned a comment about some on US 30 web page. Ain't no other drag strip got that. I ain't found that. That's the hint right there. You feel what I'm saying, Shaky?
Yeah.
That's the hint. And US 30 was 40% black. 40 to 50% black participated at US 30. I did my history. That'd tell it right there. Ain't no other drag strip on Facebook like US 30. They talking about it right now.
Hey, Ray, and for all those years after US 30 closed, we were still praying and hoping and praying when they put a shopping mall up there, didn't they?
Look, how many times have we signed petitions for that, for people trying to get that track open, man?
Yeah, that's why we start radio.
We can forget it, but the history lives on, man. They talk about it, it's comments every day. The site never go dead. It never go dead. The Facebook page, it never go dead.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Morning, noon, and night. In the middle of the night. Now tell me we ain't strong. That's the proof right there. Rounding in my breath right here.
What about Al Ward?
Yes.
And
him and his buddy Wesley, them was two of the first brothers that I've seen use nitrous. Al Ward and Wesley. I mean, dragging them feet right on in there, right in that era right there. But Wesley and Al Ward, Wesley the police, well, both of them was police, and Wesley passed away. But you could tell they did something when the car took off, and then they hit the button, the car just took off running. Everybody was like, what happened to the car?
I think they got that from Star Child. That Star Child was the first one I ever seen. He was killing race cars over there on Doty. Ooh, we do.
This was at the track. Now I don't know about on the street.
But they brought them on the street. Over there the new Doty Park, but it was another Doty Park right there across from where that police station was too. Now we used to race right on that strip right there.
You think Jack was around before Wesley and Al Ward? I mean, he was around. Little Jack was around, but I don't know. You have to ask Drag. That's when Drag, if he came back on here or if the conversation strike back then.
Where's Al? Where is? Let them tell it.
Shaky, I kind of agree with you. Star Child, especially Vic and Vic's brother Tony. Vic had the yellow 340 Duster, and everybody say when he hit third gear, he hit that nitrous. Tony had that ARA Cuda, same thing. Ball stick shift hit that nitrous. Star Child had it too. They had it way before a lot of guys on Doty had it. They were winning real good with them cars.
Hey, Sheriff, can you call Star Child? I want to get that play on the phone.
Star Child.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah, please. He got a lot of history. I promise. Yeah, that player was – he had that nitrous. I was like, damn, that car looked like it took off again.
Now, Al Warren, he had that black vet with that small block in it.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Him and Wesley, they had vet. They had that one was called two-lane blacktop. Wesley's car was called two-lane blacktop. That's the first car I seen for nitrous at the track.
That was one of the best street races I ever saw when him and Mountain Dew raced on Torrance Avenue.
Who is that?
Wesley and Mountain Dew. Wesley had the quarterback. Mountain Dew was driving T. Morton's 65 SS Malibu Chevelle, 65 Chevelle. They had a weak 454 in there with a four speed. Wesley had that vet then with that nitrous.
And, hey,
I thought you were talking about an older vet.
You talk about B, man.
Yeah, it was about 90-something. It was about 90-something.
Hey, no,
I think it was a drop top, too.
Well, there you talk about B, man. Stop playing.
Shady, you and Fishman had some yellow vest back then, didn't you?
It was a short guy
with a bald head that used to work for EK that had that yellow drop top vest.
Chasing all
right.
The creatures at the White Castle. Chasing all those women at the White Castle.
It was a short bald head guy used to work for CTA at that yellow vet that was racing it back in the day.
And he didn't know how to bet, so he bet $200 or $300.
Hey, them were the good old days when the ET shop had them 383s in there for what was it, $3,500?
Yeah, that's a little bit different. Hey, but them damn transmission was $3,500 at Don Stanley. That boy was charging up a storm. That bullshit.
Oh, she was over there. Here you come.
Hey, who is 9726? Your mic is on. 9726, who is that? Vic. You there, brother Vic?
Nope.
There's Vic. Okay. But all the people that we named and those that we did name, we need to sign out their names and mention them, man, because hey, when you dead and gone, man, people forget about you, bro. But us drag racers keep them elevated. Because I remember a lot of
people. Hey, Shaky, yeah. You remember back in our day, man, a lot of them guys, your race car was your work car. You raced it on the weekend. You raced it at the track. And Monday, you had it in the parking lot at work for a lot of guys.
Yeah, you remember that guy, Kenny? He had that Oldsmobile with that Buick motor in it.
That's Black Kenny, yeah.
No, light-skinned Kenny. He was light-skinned, a young brother. Yeah, he passed away too. Man, a lot of people passed away, man, young.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. My boy Ricky, too. Ricky was my high school boo. He passed away too, man. Fuck around
Ricky
with the boo. Yeah. No, Ricky Bowling, that's another one.
Right, yeah, we ain't named Ricky Bowling. Yeah, Ricky Bowling.
And he had that Dover. Yeah, baby. Ooh-wee. Wow, man.
Ricky Bowling was a key to me winning a lot of street races back in the 80s.
Wow.
Ricky Bowling. Shaky. We just got that Camaro, Shaky?
Uh-huh.
He blowed up the motor. And some things was going on inside the motor that we didn't know about. The motor was nice, but Ricky Bowling pointed out some stuff to change, and it would make it go faster. And he had to twist our arm, man. And we went down the hard part and bought some open chamber pistons. Upsized the valve springs on the heads. It picked the car way up. Ricky Bowling, yep. I must give credit to him. He said, man, this motor got closed chamber pistons, but you got open chamber head.
Damn.
Man, you got to get some open chamber
no
pistons.
Compression, huh?
Right. The motor was running, but he said you can get more out of it. And he talked us into it. And we went down the hard part down there on 35th and Shields, 33rd and Shields, in order to set a piston. And we put some inch 625 valve spring. We had inch 550. And the car just turned into a beast. It turned into a beast.
Wow.
And Clint did the motor for us, but Ricky Boland told us what to do to it.
Yeah, hey, Ray, was bad. Bubble, boom,
yeah.
Star.
Bubble, right.
Bubble was good. Bubble was good.
Wow.
We got to mention Quinn. We can't forget Quinn.
Who? Down the field, 59, 58 in the hospital. Yeah.
I don't know him.
Quinn.
Yeah.
Shaky, you said you ain't know him?
I got to see him.
Yeah, you know him. He used to be up at the gas station with Howard. He's like Howard and him stepdad or something. He's like a play father to Howard and him or something. You know what I mean?
I don't
know. Quinn. He used to be at the station on 59.
That was my hangout 59 to Union. I get off work, man. I rush to get there, man.
We just sit out there all night.
Hey, well, that's just like when Johnny had 68th and State Street sold down.
Yeah.
Boy, it was a race going on in that one block down there every night out there.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, we was back there. We was racing the 8th mile back then, didn't even know it.
Right.
Hey,
Mark, and if it wasn't no racing over there on State Street, it was some gambling. It was some dice shooting over there.
From the
Light to Johnny shop, boy.
Hey, that's 8 mile. 8 mile racing.
Yeah.
8 mile.
Yeah, there were the days, brother. Damn, it seemed like the summertime came around really quick, because we reached all the way like December, January, when it ain't no snow. Yeah, but race season, it was always race season.
Yeah, man, we used to be out there freezing on 59th Street, freezing on the side of the expressway. Race.
Hey, just remember some of the guys that remember Damon and Fulton. Man, that was just the place to be. If you got off work and you, man, people used to bring their families out there, little kids sitting on top of the cars. And mama just brought sandwiches and they shooting dice and gambling all night. And if you didn't get there, you didn't get there by 10 o'clock. You was parking about 2-3 blocks away, no question.
Yeah. Wow.
And the police used to let them get it in. They used to get it in out there.
Hey. Y'all was naming folks, man, that was racing. There was two people I just thought about that y'all forgot. And when I tell y'all going to laugh about it.
We ain't forget them.
White Horse and his brother Ponytail with that 57 Chevy truck.
Not White Horse, man.
White Horse off of 59th and his brother Ponytail with that 57 Chevy pickup truck.
Not White Horse.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yes, sir.
59 what?
59th and Walcott. Winchester and Walcott over there by Do Dirty now. They ran with Do Dirty.
Okay.
Oh.
I ain't know him, but when you say 59th Street, I got it. I know you're talking about White Horse. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, his brother. His brother
well,
he had a truck that looked like JJ the Boss truck. He had a 57 Chevy pickup.
Do you know when that was? You got an idea what year it was? When it was? What era?
87, 86. I was coming out of high school.
86, 87.
And I forget the other dude, Wardell that used to be with Do Dirty. He had that black and red formula.
Wardell. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wardell. We forgot about Big Ward.
Yes.
Oh no. I know that.
What about, don't forget Sluggo.
Hey, money.
They was cutting ass. They was cutting ass with that goddamn boot.
Goddamn
Big Ward had.
Lord, how much? Yeah, I know. Big Ward's boot. Big Ward's boot could step it off.
That's
all. You can't even combination on that one.
You can't forget
man.
Shit talking. Now.
Yeah.
Don't forget Tibbs' boo.
Yeah.
Tibbs' boo.
Oh, yeah. Tibbs, bro.
Oh, okay.
Tibbs, little Steve, you can't forget that.
Yeah.
Little Steve, Black Steve, Bubble Eye Steve.
What about Doughboy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Thank you. Like, okay. Yeah, man. God is good, boy. He said a lot of
Joel,
us. Yeah.
Well done, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all mentioned Rodney with Sweet Pea, Puerto Rican Junior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He mentioned Junior, Puerto Rican Junior.
My God, that's what he's doing.
Very rich history.
Hey, you got, you got one person that didn't, they didn't
well,
even have a race car, but every game. Race, they was out there. They was either betting on a race,
kid.
Booking a race, or gambling. And that Lord, was
have mercy.
Rough. Country rough.
Yeah. Well, you been
he
all night.
He
been
race car. Rough didn't end up getting his own car.
Right, right. Listen to y'all.
He ended up getting his own
car. You get your horse there from Dre yet, kid?
No, not yet, Danny, not yet.
What you waiting on?
Shit.
These gas prices are getting higher and higher, ain't it, kid?
I'm telling you. Shit.
Man.
Hey,
let me give y'all a few more names from the west side. You got Tilly Williams, Joe Penny.
You said Joe Penny.
You said Joe Penny.
Go ahead.
You got
some kind of
dangerous shorty.
Oh, I called the driver's name Jane. I called his name.
Yeah.
Jane.
You got some kind of dangerous shorty.
Yeah, man. Charleston Blue. I mentioned Charleston Blue.
Yep.
James is his uncle.
Budweiser, Mike off the north side. Oh, you said black folks. I'm sorry.
Sorry, any folks. Come on, man.
Well, we
yeah, smoking.
Name.
You had Nasty. These are guys smoking.
Came to an end.
Oh, you know.
And y'all remember Albino Red? He used to have a blue 68 Camaro. He used to race out there.
You know, I know him, Mark. I know him. He used to race at USA.
Yeah. Had Heavy Love. Big Heavy Love.
70 Cutlass. You had Monroe.
Yeah. With that blue Camaro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Junkyard Paul.
You had Lacey. With
yeah.
Leah.
Ooh, wee.
Yeah. Had Lonnie Blue. With the Nova?
They tell me that was a bad man. They tell me that was a bad man, kid, with them with Joe Beth eating.
Goddamn Lonnie Blue was rough with a small
they
block.
Said Lonnie Blue drive a stick shift with no shoes on.
Yes, sir, he could.
Barefooted.
I used to watch this guy growing up named Hawk. Hawk used to race a 57 Chevy and a Honda motorcycle.
Then y'all had Jamie off the west side with a off the south side with a motorcycle.
Yeah, Jamie.
Yeah.
Then you had Yeah, Tim and them on Damon the Fourth with a motorcycle.
I know y'all mentioned their sons, but don't forget about Puck Hicks.
They mentioned him a couple times, Jake.
Oh, okay.
Mentioned his daddy and his son.
Yeah.
And then you had Catman off the west side with a Buick.
Mm-hmm.
You had Floyd with Floyd Joy over east. You had Little Melvin. Little Melvin got killed running from the police or something over east.
Oh.
Kid, was you on earlier? Was you listening?
Yeah, I was on there listening.
Yeah, they rattled off some names, man.
Yeah, man.
Came on there and hit them hard, man, with eight off them. Helding them.
Yeah.
Donnell
yep.
Johnson, he hit them hard with them.
Right. Yep, Donnell, Helton.
Man, them dudes could make a race car. They just make
yeah.
it. Go to the junkyard and make one.
Mm-hmm.
Still good.
Hey, what about Pruitt? What about Herb with the silver spoken Z?
Yeah, Herb. And Pruitt, I said Pruitt because he was over there on the O'Key Drive on 83rd.
Yeah, his daughter, Shaky, came on Facebook and said, Raylo, you didn't say nothing about my daddy, Pruitt.
Ooh.
I say, hold it. We'll get him. We need a picture.
Yeah,
so we need some pictures of his car.
Raylo, do you remember Andy Harris with the witch doctor? The old angler?
Yeah, I never met
Red
him,
one?
But I got some pictures of that car. I found some pictures of it.
You know, his son, I forget his son's name.
Drew.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
I sent him some pictures.
Yeah,
man. He's happy, man. I sent some pictures of that.
Oh, okay.
And he had a bet before that Lump used to tell me about.
Yeah.
They say his cars are so fast, he was scared to drive them, nigga, so fast.
Yeah.
They say that dude has some fast cars. They say he was running nines back in them days, back in the 60s.
Yeah. Yeah, he was one of the fastest guys off the west side back in the days.
From the track, anybody say Andre Harris?
I don't know what I told in the MC.
We talked about Skip and Willie Pooh.
I already know y'all said CW and
definitely said CW.
What about now? You had Tom Slick from 30 Days. From over here in Gary, you had the Kelly Boys.
We talked about them last week. We talked about Prentice Kelly. Yeah, we talked about them last week.
Walt. You had CJ.
Yeah, I got CJ.
Herman Jackson.
Herman Jackson. You had Marvin Robinson.
What was his name? Clayman?
Yep, Clayman.
John Sanders, correct.
Okay.
Yep, John Sanders.
There's some bad dudes out of Gary Vick.
You know what we should mention too? The people who made it possible, like the chassis guys, man. Man, we need to mention them chassis guys because, man,
they
put a lot of work in. Rick Morgan.
Yeah.
I'm going for a lot of people
yeah.
remember that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Holger.
Yeah.
My daddy built chassis.
Bill,
out
okay.
here.
That you,
Vince?
Your daddy built chassis?
Yeah, Clyde Brown was my daddy.
Okay.
Had the little green Opel. Had the green Opel that ran at 30.
Wow, I ain't know that.
Hey, Raylo, they forgot. Well, Merle. Well,
Merle
he was raising that vet back in the day. Yeah.
Merle
Mangle. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Then you had Then you had Austin Carl. He went in to start tuning for John Force.
Right. He came
Johnny
out of the
Real.
He came out of the movie.
Hey,
he came
Johnny
out of the
Real.
Johnny,
back in the day.
Johnny Real. Yep.
Frank Holly came out of the mud.
Yep. I forget the boy's name that used to, the black guy used to drive the Grand Spalding Dodge when they first come out with
Clyde Hopper.
Funny
I mentioned
car.
His name.
Okay.
I mentioned his name.
Okay.
Clyde Hopper.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, did you know Buck Reed? You know him?
Yeah. Yep. Buck Reed had a vet.
Yeah, Frog said he was still living. Frog said he was still living.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Frog said he was on the side, he's still living.
But over on Ogden and Kids buying the restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. Harry Dog said Buck Reed was racing before them. He said that's one name that I can name that was racing before us. Like right there with Rabbit. Yeah, Buck Reed.
Then you had Ed Burrell's son, brother.
Ben,
yeah.
Yeah, see, Frog, my man Frog was supposed to come on, and I was going to, you know, let him talk a little bit about that, because them were some of the first dudes, man. Them dudes were some of the first.
Mm-hmm. And you had State Trooper Charles now, the Booze Brothers.
What'd you say?
I said, you had State Trooper Charles. Lil Book is our uncle.
Okay, when you said that, I knew that rang a bell. Yeah, Charles. I know Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool dude, man.
There's so many people, man.
Cars. Kids. That man got some beautiful cars, man, in the garage.
Yeah,
don't even bring them out.
He still got that old 69 Camaro. It's in mint condition. They like to come off the
show.
Oh,
man,
he
showed it to me. He bought it brand new. He still got the paperwork on it. When he bought it,
he got a 70 Malibu, I think it is.
Sure do. You sure do. Yep.
Yep.
He got a full chassis Trans Am. Man, he got a museum. He got a museum of cars.
Yeah, he reminds me of Volo.
Yeah, that dude, man. That dude's strong. He cool old dude, man.
Yep.
Really appreciate him inviting me to his house to look at his, you know, to check his museum out.
Mm-hmm.
And got some pristine.
I did mention a Big Heavy Love, didn't I?
Yeah, you said Heavy Love. I never met him though, but you're always telling me about Heavy Love.
Yeah, I used to be with Big Pookie all the time.
You do know him.
Hey, you wanna know something that's real notable though? How many of them cars are still around?
not many of them, Vic.
That's true though. My daddy still got both of his cars from the 30 days.
Yeah.
Hey Vic, a lot of people got some cars in the garage and just got them covered up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true too.
I think Wagonell still got his old wagon. He ain't did nothing with it. God knows how long.
Right, that's the same wagon, but he had it. Kenny Hogan updated and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's been updated
and shit.
But he ain't did no racing with it. He ain't did no racing.
Over 25 years, ain't that money yet.
Yep.
I called him a couple times about that Corvette. Yeah, no, check back, Shaky. Not right now. Ooh-wee. That too late.
And then, shit, what's his name? Goddamn it out there. Maywood, Depp and Charlie with the Green Noble back in the days.
Yeah, yeah.
Out of Maywood.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got old Tom out there in Maywood with the Dodge. Goddamn, it's just like it's brand new. What a 6'7" Dodge.
Rabbit said he built a permanent fence around the garage. Ain't got no intentions on bringing out. Just built a fence around the garage.
Mm-mm. No, sir. Yeah, man, there's some names. Shit.
This is a good old show, man, talking about the old days, man, because pretty soon all the up-to-date street racing going to be going on coming up soon. All the newer age stuff going to be popping because the weather's going to break.
Yep.
We had a good time talking about this old school stuff and history and stuff.
Man, have you?
And they...
Yep, there's just so many people.
Man, so many, man. I don't, I'm telling them, man, they, I don't know no other city that can really, that can compare to us, man. You have to come with a, like New York or New Jersey. Or
yeah, well, Detroit is pretty close.
Yeah, they I know they had something going on, but it just don't ring no bell.
It don't stand out like Chicago and New York.
Yeah, not right. I'm saying like Chicago and New York, I would say we top. Maybe like Baltimore.
You'd have to
Baltimore,
ask
Maryland.
White boys then to get them to compare.
Yeah, right. That's what it would take. You know, you just talking about African-American. Yeah.
You know, Lowrider still got the same car he had from all them years ago. That's the car you're coming out with.
Yeah.
Same car.
Yeah. Same car.
Don't do that. They sure got the same car now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Man, Kenny Hogan done put 2 or 3 chassis up under that car.
That's the same car back from the late 70s, early 80s.
Yep.
I know he was racing it. When I seen it, it was probably, I know the year when I seen it, it had to be around about 1980.
Mr. Buick himself. Unbelievable.
Yep. Like, used to be out there on Doty with it and stuff back in the days, and
uh-huh.
Junior and them, Junior Griffin them, and Big Cicero and O.C. them.
Yep, Big Cicero. Forgot about him.
Big Sis. Hey, man. I'm gonna get dragged back on the phone. Man, Big Cicero wasn't studying drag, man.
No, he didn't care about drag.
No, that man didn't care about drag. Drag had to grow on up to get handled Big Cicero. Drag had to grow up down to him. I done watched them battle a bunch of times on Doty.
CW didn't either.
No, nope. Big Cicero was not letting drag jump him on them streets. But once drag growed up, he could handle him. But Big Cicero had drag. And drag, hey, calm down, fella. Calm down.
Yep.
Which time is
that? That Firebird that burnt up.
Tommy.
Yeah, the Tommy that got that Dover. He got that green Dover.
Are you talking about Tommy Gunn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, he's kind of like a new school dude. New school. I was putting him in the area.
Yeah, but Craven. Hey, what about but Craven? McNeil? Yeah, man.
I think Mac moved down south. Did he move to Memphis?
Who?
McNeil.
Yeah. So he
had to move
away.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jeff McCraven.
Well, he's still around. He's still around, right?
Hey, you can't mention Jeff McCraven without mentioning his father, Tommy, that root beer colored 71 big block bed he used to run on the street.
Oh, wee.
Yeah.
Man, just imagine we can have pictures of everybody that we talking about. They could collide. Damn, bro, that would be so good, man.
Yeah,
because what you see all the people. Like all the people you put up, Ray, man, bro, I'm telling you. That would be a blessing to have a picture. Just put a picture and then freak it down, put that on Facebook. Damn, bro.
That's why I say, man, hey.
That would be so good.
Yeah, them pictures ain't gonna lie. And I am so thankful today that I kept a lot of stuff. I held on to a lot of stuff. I'm thankful that I'm so glad that I did it. When I was doing it, I didn't really know. I wasn't really aware of what I was doing.
I understand.
Until today's time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially
like
when
Facebook.
You look back.
Man,
man, I got some amazing stories, man, that Facebook been done, man. Facebook got a, I say Facebook is 50% of bullshit and 50% of realization, some good shit. You see what I'm saying? Facebook is 50% garbage and 50% much needed.
Right.
Well, what the people? Yeah, the stuff that, the in the gutter stuff that be on there, you know. It was really designed for family members to stay in touch with each other that stay out of town and stuff like that. Right?
Okay.
That's what I was saying when they established it. But I have came up with so many pictures. People then sent me pictures from all out of town and stuff that they dug out. They put them on Facebook, but then, you know, you can capture them on Facebook. Facebook then dug out a lot of unseen pictures that would never would have got seen if there wasn't for Facebook. That's where I'm going. If there was no Facebook, it's a lot of pictures that would still be in sheds and boxes and garages and up in the rafters, boxed up, never would have been seen. It's thousands of pictures that have came out. They study posting them on Facebook. They study posting them. Spies meaning drag racing. These US 30 people, man, over the past 5 to 10 years, man, so many pictures they done posted that you never would have seen if it wasn't for no Facebook.
Anybody mention Mike Sam with the Vega?
No, we didn't mention him.
Yep. Yeah, Mike Sam.
I talked about him today. I have told Frog, I said, man, I wish I could get him on the show. If Frog would come on here tell you, I said, man, I wish I could get Mike on there, but Mike ain't, he ain't gonna, he would listen.
No, huh? He'll listen.
He'll listen, but he ain't gonna say that. I talk to him from time to time. He was a pioneer. He was a pioneer. He tell me he was turning his own wrenches too. Right?
Yeah.
Turning his own wrenches.
Yeah. It's a whole bunch of more names. I can't call them off the top of my head and shit, but yeah, man, it's a lot of people. A whole lot of people.
Show them went a little dead now, but it was a good discussion. It was a good topic to get that out of the way about the history.
Mm-hmm.
Really recognize all the names, man. All the names. He still ain't covered everybody. Ain't covered everybody. You have to go right down some more names if you want to try to mention them again.
And that's a lot of history.
Hey, with all the names that we talked about, we talking about decades, man. We talking about a long time, bro.
30 or 40 years worth.
Man.
I mentioned the Griffin brothers. Those are like, I don't know, I might have been about 9 years old when Eddie and Sam were together. And this was around the big snow, so this was around 66, 67.
Wow.
They had a shop right there on 75th and Greenwood called Griffin Brothers Auto Repair. And they ran a 65 Buick US 30.
Mm-hmm. That's around the corner from my auntie house. My auntie stayed over there.
Yeah.
Right now to this day.
Mark, remember I was telling you, it was a lot of dudes, man, that built cars, but they never bought them to the track.
That's what
they was doing. They maybe bought them maybe here and there, but they just enjoyed having them around the shop. We'll take them out on the street and do some burnouts with them. And put them right back in the garage and go back to, you know, they weekly working and repairing cars. But when they get done with work, they tinker around with them hot rods and back it out of the shop and run it right back up in the shop. And like I told you, It ain't like I'm throwing nobody under the bus. My old man them was the same way. They had cars, but they didn't go to the track a lot, a whole lot. They went, but they wasn't going. They wasn't going on the regular. And I explained that to my old man. You wasn't going to track. You went to the track, but you wasn't going like Tough Rider or Psychedelic Shack. Them people was the heavy week. Like it was like a fitness. Like they was in yeah. challenging somebody who gonna be here.
Right.
I'm gonna be here. They was like there every week. They weren't missing the week. Yeah, but my hat's off to them dudes. Like you say, all these gas stations. Man, just about every gas station had a race car.
Had a race car, you're right. Yes, sir.
Every station you go by got some kind of car backed up against the guardrail till they closed and put it up in the shop when they closed. And when they open back up, put it back outside.
Especially on the south side, up and down King Drive, sunning them over there on, what was it, 33rd or 35th or whatever that was.
It trickled off of them. You know, so many gas stations in the middle of the south side, everywhere. Yep.
Don't forget Stony Island, 79th and Stony Island. That was Simmons Brothers towing, and Simmons had a couple cars, and you had Jerry Galloway.
Yeah.
They had
the tough rabbit down on the Ogden.
Bob had both Sunoco right there on 80th and Stony, right across from the Zanzibar Hotel, and that's where a lot of them guys used to come and hang out in the evening, get their race on for Doty Road.
Yeah. And a lot of them dudes didn't even take them cars to the track, man. They didn't really come and watch or something, but it wasn't nothing like having that car around that gas station or that shop, man, and back it out on the street and shake them slicks off and go right back in the garage.
Yes, sir. And it was so many places to race on the street. It was ridiculous, man. Back then, you know, the streets were young. You had all that good concrete. Chicago was all concrete, man. They got cheap when they came out with that asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But, yeah, people don't know they used to race on the Skyway, on the side of the Skyway, up there on Indianapolis Boulevard. They used to close off at like 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night. Once you on the Bishop Ford, once you cross over to 294, there wasn't no traffic out there. It was dead out there going in there. You could sit there and race, unless the state troopers came and threw you out of there, you could sit over there and race all night.
Yeah, that's why we was a thing.
Yeah.
We took Nate Hill up there one night. And it was down to about 20 degrees outside. While that grease water just got that boom, and he was driving rolling, Big June, them old car. And, man, we had traffic backed up, got them all the way to where you come through there to pay the toll there.
The toll, yeah.
Lord, have mercy.
Old Sarge come up there, give Sarge that little change for that coffee and donut, and he tell you, and it'll be about an hour and a half. And I said,
right.
When I come
back,
anybody out here going to jail?
Yep.
Then he politely drive on off. Hey, a lot of people never did get to see none of that racing on 33rd on Lakeshore Drive. Oh, man, that was...
Lakeshore Drive. Mm-hmm. What about 39th and the Ryan?
That was
a hell of a spot.
Yeah.
It's them over there by the project.
Over there by the
project. Yeah, they came out there one day and shut us down and tried to collect the racing fee out there from
us. Yeah, what was the name of them goddamn projects?
Robert Taylor.
So, yeah, you had Stateway. You had Robert Taylor.
Yeah, Robert Taylor Homes. Yeah, the Robert Taylor Homes. Man, them boys up there, they was some kind of dangerous. They tried to extort us and shit when we was over there racing.
Yeah.
Somebody
y'all
else
ain't gonna
boy.
Come over here bringing the police over here and we doing things.
Making it hot.
They tell you
yeah,
they're making it hot.
Right, they doing wrong over the project. Oh boy. Well, that was one of the better spots though.
Yeah.
Hey,
come off
hey, Shaggy.
Come off a turning knife and goddamn turn that corner, bleach him down, goddamn and take off towards 35th Street.
Yeah, brother
hey,
mine.
Hey, Shaggy, you remember when I think was it you and Jerome that raced over there in Indiana through the parking lot?
Shit, the police came. It was a state Indiana state trooper.
Yes, sir. That was right there on Klein, right off of Klein Avenue, right?
Yeah, over there where right after you come back from that boat.
Klein Avenue used to be a hell of a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right over there by the refinery.
Yep.
Yeah.
But if they ever caught your ass over there, you was in a world of trouble.
I'm telling
yeah.
you. You know what's up? They still over here to this day.
Them damn police on 130th and Torrance didn't play either.
Yeah, that was a decent spot down through there on 130th on Torrance. That was
mm-hmm.
a decent spot.
It was Hedwig.
Yeah,
man. He's going to win over there.
Yeah, before that street eroded, you could run a half a mile and still have stopping room down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's shit. Then you had the Heights out there, Chicago Heights.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
Center
yeah.
Street. Going on out there to Center. Going on out there to Center Street.
Yep.
Yeah. But them police blocked Center Street off and there wasn't nowhere to go. The light company was sitting there, you were stuck.
Yeah, especially on Old Doty. They blocked that motherfucker off a lot. And they were locking people up. So then when they lock you up, people went over there messing with them cars. When you got back over there, damn, man, they done broke in my car. Yeah, boy,
yeah.
The police was rough.
I remember that night they locked. Man, we would kneel down in that goddamn wall over there, man.
Yeah, I was there that day.
They filled that paddy wagon up, so they took about 50 people to jail.
But both ears.
And it was the one guy
yeah.
that was saying that was locked up. He had a pistol on him. He was scared as hell that they were going to start searching everybody. But they gave him a bail, I think. And we didn't beat them tickets, man. I got a ticket on Old Doty for spectating the drag race, not for drag racing. For watching the
spectating of a drag race, yeah.
It was not even a law, and the judge still fined me $50.
Some of those judges look at them tickets and be like, "What? Get out of here!"
Mm-hmm.
Spectating of a drag race, but like I said, it depends on the judge.
Mm-hmm.
Good revenue for the city.
Yeah.
I've seen so many races on Doty Road. I can't even remember all that shit.
Man, I got lucky once or twice to come and beat some drag racing tickets. They give you a ticket for drag racing. I got lucky when you went to court. The judge asked, "What the other guy? Who was he racing? He not here. We don't got him here. Yeah, dismissed. Drag racing take two people. One person can't drag race. This guy was just speeding in. Was he speeding? What was he doing?
Yep.
But if you get they get two guys and then they get two guys about these two guys race, you got a problem.
Hey, Orlando, if they went in there and said you was drag racing against time. I had a car with Byron. I told Byron, "Hey man, let's just go to the track." He was like, "Nah, Shane, I want." I said, "Okay, man, buy me out." The nigga bought me out, took that car over there, raced it, just checking out the time. Police got it. Joe got it. That car y'all had, Raylo.
No, what they do?
charge him a drag racing
against time.
Well, some, the man in the black robe is just about, you know, if he can make some out of it, he might make some out of it. Some judges look at it the right way. Take two people in at a high rate of speed for it to be a drag race. Because two cars to be together, matching up together, not one person.
Hey, Raylo.
Yeah.
They didn't change their ticket now. They say that's an exhibition of speed. That's an exhibition of speed. They ain't got to have two people. They just say you out there by yourself. Exhibition of speed, that's a ticket. That's a drag race ticket, yeah.
But if you got an attorney, you'll win every time. Because you're going to bring up the definition of drag race. It takes two people to drag race. One person can drag race.
Yeah.
It's competition against another person. If the other person ain't there, I done been in court with a lawyer. I hadn't had a lawyer before because then got caught on the street racing a handful of times. Bob got convicted of racing, spending his life. My brother Bob, he got convicted. Exactly the story was, I don't know, but Bob was convicted before and they suspended his life.
How many times have we got our car took on the 111 and we had to sneak up to the police station and steal it back before they came and towed it over on 83rd Street to the pound?
Hey, Mark. My buddy, yeah. Ray, they impounded his car. I think that's the reason why they don't let more than one person go on Doty. They impounded his car, took it over there on 103rd, and the guys went in there, and he snuck in there. And when they opened up that gate to let that guy, he shot up out of there with his Trans Am. They chased his ass down there all over the city. When he finally got away and parked that car in the garage and turned it off, that next morning, that bitch sounded like a train. He had it loaded up. He still got it right now. He can't get no plates and stickers and shit for it. Just sitting in the garage.
Wow. I don't remember
who
I was racing.
Money, why they won't give him no plates and stickers for the car?
He can't, though. They still looking for they looking for it. He stole it from the pound. He stole it from the city.
Your limitations ought to be up on that.
They can't report your own car.
He ain't taking no. Hey, Mark, I could call Ray right now. Ray ain't taking no chances. His Trans Am is right now out there in Matson, sitting in the garage right now to this day.
Wow.
And you know, y'all didn't mention it was a guy used to race a Trans Am called George. The dude's name was George. He had a Trans Am called George's Am. That's what it said on the back spoil. Anybody remember him?
I remember that car, Mom.
Yes.
I remember that. George's Am.
His name was George Kelly.
Who was he, Shaky? It's been so long, I just came. George's Am.
He had a 77. It was nice. He raced He raced Animal Man on over there on Old Doty. He had nitrous on that Trans Am. He beat him too. That nigga, he was fast. I think he probably ran like 1190s or something like that.
That was running back then.
Yeah, that was, bro. I promise. He was riding with that spray.
Yeah, 1170 Street Dog back then. You were a bad man.
Yeah. Hey, Shaky, when we put that big block in that GTO,
I don't
know if we could have ran a high 11, but I know we could run low 12. 396, yeah, the 396,
275. Yeah, what
carry I had in there? And it was some old flat tappet cam, man, that my daddy and them gave us, and they gave us the motor, too. Right. We could run when we beat Patrick up there on 87th Street with the Vega Man.
Yeah.
When we beat Vega Man, we could run low 12. We could run.
Do y'all know Patrick still got that Vega?
Yeah. That was Tommy. Tommy guy.
Yeah. That was his buddy. He the one brought him over here to race. He's from Indiana, wasn't he? He's from Indiana.
Yeah.
Well, he's in Wisconsin right now, if I remember right.
You say what?
I think he up in Wisconsin right now because he hang out with Big Will.
Oh. Hey, Ray.
Dr. Catalina from you.
Oh, okay.
Let's say.
Y'all change that voter. Y'all started a new career. You took that Pontiac. But that Pontiac was fast, man. When it was running 13,
yeah.
Cliff.
Yeah.
That thing
yeah.
was fast.
Yeah, it was running 13, low 14 olds. Yeah, we won a lot of races.
I thought it was
13
olds.
No, we couldn't run that fast.
Man, that shit the hook and lead.
Yeah, and on 59th Street, we had a nice formula going over there. We whooped a lot of people over there.
Yeah.
You can answer a question for me that we talked about, me and a couple other guys talked about. That Catalina that you had, was that a aluminum front end car?
Nah. Hey, okay. But the guy that used to go to Skip's garage, he was a doctor, a dentist. That motherfucker had an aluminum front end car. But because I raced Ronald Lake, and he was Ronald Lake guy. I was like, man, fuck that car. I don't want that car. I should have bought that car. That shit was worth $200,000, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. $200,000. I promise you. Yeah, I bought that one from CW. He had it over there on Christiana next to his house. I went looking for a GTO, and I came home with a Catalina, 4,000 pounds.
And you know who owned it before CW? The dude told me who owned it, who sold it to CW. I told you that history on that car.
Yeah, Borowski.
Al Spataro sold it to CW.
Yeah. Spataro.
You know Al Spataro. You know him?
I never met him.
He's still around. He still got some race cars now. He's an Italian dude.
What Catalina you bought from CW? The 77 or 76?
Mm-mm.
Oh, 63, okay.
They have at the track that he had
yeah.
a big block in. That shit was rash. He gave me that with a Pontiac. I took it. It was a nice car, man. I took the
Al Spataro told me he sold CW that car.
Off of it.
Oh,
two
yeah.
Away,
yeah, Al Spataro said he got it from him.
Yeah.
Shaggy, you say that was an 8-lug car?
Yeah, man, it had the tack and all that stuff in it, man. I took that shit home. I threw all that shit, put some bag wheels on it, some fragas.
Oh, that's the one with the eight lugs on each wheel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shaggy,
was that a 2+2 car?
No, but you know what? It was an original stick shift car. It had the tack in it, the factory tack and all that.
Yeah.
Or was it pretty? Or was it a pretty car? Young, good-looking car, boy. And it ran. And it ran when you had it. It got
yeah.
ran. You got it to run it. With that Pontiac in it. You got it to run it a couple times with that Pontiac in
it. Man, I wish I knew about roller cams and all of that stuff like that. Ooh, we out of there rough, boy. But the guy over there, Kenny, he always lied to talk about, man, you can't ride on the street with a roller. Hey, you don't want too much compression in that Pontiac motor, Shaggy, because that Pontiac motor lied like a dog. I swear he did, man. It took me fucking 25 years to get around to having a high compression roller motor.
Yeah,
all right. All that bullshit. He lied. He's lying like a motherfucker. When you got a head, you put the floor as best it can. Low doubles and high doubles. Man, yeah. You need compression. That's the way that I could press it. 1075 foot and all of that. A Pontiac head flowed like 265 CFM. A Chevy boy was at a big black Chevy head was flowing somewhere around 290, and then we do it on the court was open chamber, closed chamber too. We not breathing, but the Pontiac had four. But
14.
High price, yep. Downtown, it might be $4.30 for some regular. Downtown area, $4.30 a gallon.
I'm talking about racing. How much red gas cost?
Shit, I wouldn't know.
From 110.
I don't know, whatever.
110 at a speedway probably around about $9 a gallon.
Yeah, I'm on feet, man.
That 116 over 200 for 5 gallons, ain't it? And didn't somebody say that?
No, I priced it the other day.
How much?
At Winter Circle, he told me, he said he lowered the price. Jim at Winter Circle, he said, I'll let you get 5 gallons of C-16 for $95 plus tax.
Oh, hell, you can't use that.
Mm-mm. When he told me, I'm like, wow. He said, yeah, I lowered the price. Yeah. In other words, he said he was taking a slight loss. A slight loss. Not getting the discount in the back bomb now. More than likely, it's some overstock that he's been had. That's right. He ain't really fooling me, but I know that's why he did it. He probably got the stuff that he's been had that he paid for a lower price for. He's going to get rid of it, push it out the door.
Right.
When I see that, he's like, you want to sign right now? He's like, you want to sign right now? He's going to get rid of the older stuff he had, even though it still good.
Yeah, but he'll lose his octane over a period of time.
Yeah, over a period of time, but I know this stuff is still good. Somebody you might just have from the end of last year or something.
Yeah.
And they can't. It'll hold for a while.
Hey, remember we used to go to Beggs Field and get some gas?
Where?
Beggs Field.
Mm-hmm.
The airplane gas. Yeah,
And Midway. You get off Thursday too at Midway.
Butler Aviation.
Hey, my brother-in-law used to work over there at Meg Field, man. I would get my gas. He'd fill up three of them things, only charge me $20 to fill up 3 5-gallon tanks of race gas.
Man, that stuff was too shaky,
yeah.
That Aviation Field.
Hell yeah,
it did. That shit was good.
Hey, but you remember back in our day, you could go right on 130th to the Martin gas station and get some purple Martin Ethel right there.
Yeah, purple Martin is good too.
Hey Ray, what gas station was that Williams had? What kind of gas station he had?
Well, he called this place Gas America.
Because he had it, too. He had racing gas.
Yeah, he did. He did at one time.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
Somebody got a lot of background.
Let me see.
I remember we used to stay out the whole damn weekend watching some damn drag racing or drag racing.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of noise in the background. I don't know what that is.
I know. I was trying to see what phone it was.
What about now?
What are you talking, Diesel? How many gallons you gotta drop? They gonna take long as
somebody talking and forgot to mute their phone. That's what that is.
Cool. What about now? What about now?
Well, you got still here. Some of it gone. Hey, Ray, what's your plan for this year?
Hit the ground running in Breckenridge and immediately, right away.
Now, what's going on with Kyle's events for this year? What you got?
My first one with him is in Iowa. They going to Florida next week. His first race is in Florida next week. I'm not going to that one. If I had some manpower, somebody to help me drive, two more extra drivers to drive down there, I would go. But I don't have a manpower.
Okay. How long a ride is that, Rick?
Man, don't even think about it, man. About 20 some hour.
Whoa.
Wow. 20?
22 hours it took us last year, this time. I took the trip last year, 22 hours.
And you drove by yourself?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Bob and Dinky. But they, you know, they can't go this year. Bob ain't going to take that ride tomorrow. And I don't either. And he don't either. Yeah. They flying down. Sure. They flying down.
Wow. That's a long way.
It was
way.
Fun, but it was long, man. That was a long ride, man. Yeah, I'm going to Iowa in June. That's my first SFG race.
How far is that?
Oh, I can walk there. I can go there. If nobody want to go, I'll tell them I'd be all there. I drove there last year by myself.
Oh.
That's easy.
Okay.
That's about 4 hours.
Oh, man, that's close. 4 hours.
Something like that for a while.
Man, I take my hat off to brothers that be driving for a living, because, shit, I get sleepy as hell.
But you know what? They bodies be used to it. They bodies used to it.
Okay.
Trained to it.
Right.
Like when we used to do all that traveling, I was used to it. Now I could drive 7-8 hours straight.
But no problem, huh?
No problem. Not now. Sure, I mess around, drive 3 hours, be ready to fall asleep.
Yeah. You got to be charged up. Get there and back.
And that's what we did with the Florida last year. We'd do about 3 hours, three, possible four, and get that wheel up. Give it up. My plan is to go to 41 the day they open.
meeting over there. What? We open up April 1st.
April 1st? Wow, that's right around the corner.
Yeah, April 1st.
April. Damn, that's a little time, bro.
It's down to days now. Down to days.
Ooh-wee.
That's on a Friday. It's going to get open up April 1st on Friday.
Remember when it used to be the first Sunday in March?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. US 30. Yep. The first Sunday in March, they were open. I got pictures with a photo with snow on the ground, pushed up mounds of snow, but they was racing. Tough rabbit on the starting line with snow in the background. Now, pictures, that's what I mean by pictures don't lie. Pictures don't lie.
Uh-huh.
You never seen me tell a lie.
Well, that's something else. With snow on the side, huh?
Yes, sir. And well, I don't care who tells it.
Well, I remember I used to take a case of beer to US 30 and charge $1.10, $24 to pay for my gas and pay for my way in and get it right back, right off the beer.
$24?
Yeah, $1.10. I didn't drink beer back then, but I knew it was a couple of white guys had some beer before and they had bought it from me. And I found out she couldn't buy beer on the weekends out there. So
Mr. Gary, goddamn. You had gas for about a week. Back then, $24.
Yeah. But my favorite night was Wednesday night. We used to call that the Wednesday night street fights. They had a lot of racing going on Wednesday.
Yeah, that was some of the fun of days, the Wednesday night. Yeah, that was fun. Few hours of fun.
Yeah, a bit.
Yep.
Goddamn, first round elimination at 8 o'clock. They sing the national anthem at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
I remember the last day I was there when they had that damn rocket car. That rocket car shot that flame out, that damn cow across the road started running. You remember that little farm area right across the road? They had the big gates open.
Mm-hmm.
They supposedly had the street blocked off while the rocket car was shooting the flames out. But that was my last day at the track.
Yes.
Now, the funny thing about it, you know they didn't have no clock. I mean, they didn't set no clock down. So.
No, we're turning the board down.
You watching everybody run. Now, these are the same guys you about to see on Doty Road when you leave the track. I remember. Fast Fred, he had a blue Monte Carlo at the time, 75, 76 Monte Carlo. He had a King Speed Shop small block. This was supposed to be a real big deal. 30 Luvogues on the car. I think the car ran. He couldn't get the car out to 15th.
Wow.
And I'm running right in front of him, running 1390 in my Noble. He's steadily threatening me. Man, I'm going to whoop you when we get to the street. I'm looking. I say, the man got to be sandbagging. He see I'm a second and a half faster than him. He got to be sandbagging. But we got back to the city. We went on Doty. I said, I don't trust him, so I'm going to run him on Torrance Avenue. I thought he might have had nitrous or something trying to trick him. Man, I knew I could run 109 miles an hour on on the torrents on that long course. Man, we had a ball out there. I put half the track on him. That was the last race with that car, with that Nova. On the way home, that motor started knocking. It was the end of the summer anyway. So I parked and went to Michigan. We went the whole summer undefeated with that car.
What year was that, Mark?
That was, I want to say, 90.
Wow. 90. Yeah, 90. That's 30-something years.
Police stole that car from me. I went to, I blowed up the motor. I blew up the motor. Wait, man, I got my dates wrong. I'm saying 90, 30, 40 U.S. This was 84. This was. I left the car, went out of town. The car sitting in front of the house, plates and stick on it and everything. I come back, and I was gone about 10 days. My car gone, car in the pound. They were, cause I don't know why it's in the pound. We had plates and stick them. They were cleaning the street, and they put an abandoned vehicle tag on. So I go to the pound, and that's when the Chicago police was running, not ENR. They tell me that I got to spend all this money. So back then, you could request a hearing immediately. So I requested a hearing, and as long as I had plates and sticker, they told me to, I could get my car. This was on a Friday. So I'm going back to Michigan for the weekend. I said, well, I'll come pick this thing up on Monday because it was late that evening. So I go back Monday morning, first thing with the tow truck, me and Romez go get the car. Car gone. They tell me that the car was sold in the auction on Saturday. How you going to sell my car in the auction? And I just got it cleared, and they knew it was cleared. The sergeant wanted the car. Car had brand new rallies on it, had brand new Goodyear G1560s on the back of it. It had a brand new Patton J transmission in the trunk. The headers was on the back seat, had all the gauges in it. The car was clean as hell. They hid the car, and they wouldn't let me go out there and look on the car. They gave me some paperwork talking about go down to the city, and they'll reimburse you in about 8 to 10 months. And that was the end of my Nova. Never saw it again.
Wow.
Yeah, they got to do it that time. I figured it was Friday evening, and they released it. So I figured it wasn't going to hurt nothing to wait till Monday to get it because I was running. I had to go out of town.
Right.
One of the guys that worked there, black guy, told me later on what happened to it.
Jesus ass people.
Mhm. That's Chicago for you. You know how crazy they are.
Yeah.
I still had the title. I was searching around, but I never found the car. Never saw it again ever.
Oh. Wow.
Shake, I remember you were racing you and Teddy were racing on 76th Street right there by the gas station, racing towards 79th Street. You remember that? You were racing the Cadillac.
The one that I had.
You had your dark Trans Am, your dark, but you didn't have a Pontiac boat in it. I think you said you had a Chevy boat in it when you was about to race Teddy.
Oh, yeah.
Did you use a switch motor in that car?
Yeah, well, one messed up. I bought that motor from that guy named Mr. Palmer up there in Union Grove. Did I win?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, you did. The word on the street back then was you had two motors. You had a Chevy motor that was fast as hell, and you had a goddamn Pontiac motor that could run a good number.
The Chevy was 1065, and the Pontiac motor ran 1064. Yeah. When I took the Chevy apart, I'm like, man, this got a roller cam in it, man. It had nothing extra special. I put the same stuff in my Pontiac motor. My Pontiac, because Kitty, like I said, Kitty was lying to me all the time. Talking about you can't ride on the street with a roller. With that white guy, Palmer Lazarus, he was riding from Lake Zurich all the way to Union Grove. So I knew I knew they was lying to me. Because I was like, man, I'm going to put the same thing in my... So Ultradyne was around then, and I asked that guy, hey, can you give me a Pontiac cam similar to this? I had a 708 roller cam in there. It was 272 duration at 50,000. It wasn't even a big cam. I put that thing in there, and it went from, I think, 1240 to... 11, 1120, yeah. Invert rolling, that's what it was. But you know what? When I had the invert rolling, it was crawling. It was crawling.
Okay.
Chucky had me buy that invert roller from, what company was that? Yeah, I had that Warrior Battlefold on there. Man, it took a long time to learn, man. Yep, a long time. I should have been asking the radio, what should I do? Because they went Chevy. I kept on talking about I'm going to stick with a Pontiac. Man, I'm going to stick with a Pontiac. Yeah, man. I'm telling you. Yeah.
Hey, Ray, what was your last race on the Skyway that you can remember?
Is it the one that he's going to be? Ray Lowe. He probably fell asleep, Mark.
Hey, we're not the only ones left on the air. Are we anybody else on there?
Yes, it's a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people on this.
Hey, kid, where you at?
Right here, I'm looking at the game. What happened?
What game you looking at, kid?
Shit, the Lakers and the Clippers. The Lakers getting their ass blowed out.
Oh, damn.
Them goddamn Lakers are self-destructed.
Well, on TNT?
Yeah. Goddamn King James can't bring them through.
Oh, shit.
Not by himself, huh?
No. Running around here talking about running around here thinking he the GOAT. Motherfucker, you ain't gonna never be Michael Jordan.
Yeah. I understand.
He played in two different eras. He played goddamn when Michael was playing, goddamn it. Mike had to bring a lunchbox because, goddamn, he was going to get fucked up all during the game. Now these motherfuckers get these ticky-tack fouls. Man, this shit ain't worth watching. A big old motherfucker like this, 6'8", 280-pound, goddamn, you falling down like, goddamn, you a featherweight. Man, get the fuck on out of here.
Hey, what did Memphis do? Did they win?
I think they did. Boy, that little motherfucker, Jay, what's his name, Jay Morant? That little motherfucker, he got springs in his leg. He reminded me of Allen Iverson.
Hey, kid, that soul brother's special then. He's special.
Yeah,
boy.
That little stuff is rough.
Yeah, that brother's special then.
Yes, sir. That little son of a bitch is rough.
It's just like his drag race. It's his time, bro. He's standing out. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's his time.
Yeah, like I said, he reminds me of Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's little. And he's getting the job done.
Hey, how many years he been playing?
Yeah, I think this may be about maybe his second year, or maybe his third.
Mm-hmm. Wow, bro.
I don't even think he got 3 years in the league.
Man, he good, boy.
Yeah.
He real good.
Yeah, that little something is rough now.
They good.
He was rough in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, they good. They go
Beat everybody in scoring?
I don't know. I never, you know, really watched him too much in college.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
But he bad acting now, though.
Yes, he is. No doubt about it.
Uh-uh.
No doubt about it. Hey, this going to be a good year for the playoffs this time. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, it should be another good one.
What, the NBA playoffs or the college playoffs?
Yeah, NBA. NBA. Ooh, it's going to be it's gonna be a good one this time.
Yeah,
you see,
had
like
a lot
everybody
of
elevated their game. Huh?
You had a lot of parity in the league last year. It's going to be pretty good now, like you said.
Yeah.
It's going to be a few game sevens, I believe.
Yeah, these people play good, that boy. For real. They coming around.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for maybe, let's see here, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Miami and the Bulls. They should be the cream of the crop over here in the East.
Oh,
and, you're going to have Phoenix. You're going to have, You're going to have Memphis.
Golden State. Mm-hmm.
And maybe Utah.
What about the Clippers?
Yeah.
No, the Clippers ain't going to do nothing.
No? Okay.
They ain't going to have no time.
Oh.
They ain't going to have no time to right the ship.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's
going
to be tough. Yeah, but it's going to be very interesting this year.
It's true.
Man, these goddamn Lakers is all fucked up to me. They goddamn getting all these turnovers and shit. Make me think goddamn they getting paid off or something.
Yeah, maybe they won't think that they ain't gonna do that. It did it at the end of the season, you know, with playoff time comes, they gonna get it together. What you think?
Shit. It's too late for that. You got to get your shit. Your shit got to be together all year long.
Well, they're going to have to do is get their team together and win that bubble tournament.
Hmm.
Come out of that bubble.
This ain't no bubble. This ain't no bubble year. The team is all fucked up. They got too many motherfuckers on there that wants to be leaders. And that ain't going to work.
Okay. They need more Indians, huh? Too many Chiefs.
Yeah. See, when Mike won all this championship, it was Mike and Scotty and everybody else, you know, fell in line.
Yeah.
Here you got all these motherfuckers. You got LeBron James. You got Carmelo Anthony. You got the point guard. You got Dwight Howard. You know, you got a whole bunch of motherfuckers over here who want to be Chiefs. Westbrook.
Yeah, a lot of them guys' time has come and gone. They need to just stay focused.
Yep.
Just do their average. Just hit your average. Do what you do.
Yeah.
Hey, is Kawhi still hurt? I see George over there on the bench.
Yeah, they
is that
still
Kawhi
hurt.
Next year?
Yeah. Yeah, him and what's it called still hurt. See, I don't think they're going to have time enough to right the ship.
Okay.
Shit, the Clippers damn near got a 30-point lead on the motherfucking Lakers. And yep. Both of them playing in their home stadium. But then some teams can just have the other team's number.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think I think the Clippers got their number. They don't match up well.
Yeah.
Like I said, the Bulls are gonna have a decent team. They should make it to the second round easy.
Yeah, they was in it.
Yeah.
Until about 2 minutes.
They still ain't quite healthy. Got all their players back. Ball is out. Caruso's out.
Mm-hmm. And they let that goddamn trade tear their ass up.
Yeah. I was looking for him to have a breakout game. They have been shutting his ass down the last three games they played.
Now, one thing I noticed, they had DeRozan double team. But they weren't, the Bulls weren't setting any screens to try to free him up.
Yeah.
So they tried to keep the ball out of DeRozan's hand as much as they could, and it worked for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't make any adjustments at halftime. Well, forget that, man. I'm ready to get to this racing season. I probably got the slowest car on the radio, but I'm going to have me some fun, and I am going to race my car again.
Mm-hmm.